This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply with the school year pretty much wound down and over for the most part. Let's find out what's going on with Roseburg Public Library, especially as it applies to young people. Youth Services Librarian Aurora Ropp in this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me in, Kyle.
Now, in the last hour, apparently your name changed.
Yes, I did get married in May, so I am now a Ropp.
All right, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So, talk about what's going on this summer at the library.
Yeah, this summer at the library, we are still doing summer reading program, and with some restrictions lifting, we're able to do a little bit more this year than we did last year. We still have the story walk happening. You guys might have seen that out in the parks. This week, it's at Eastwood. Next week, I can't remember where it is, but we have a list of all of the sites that will be this summer on our website at roseburgpubliclibrary.org. We also have my favorite part of the summer reading program. We have reading logs at the library where you can keep track of how many minutes your kids have read and win prizes. This year, our grand prize is we have two bicycles that we're going to give away to kids.
Wow, that's a pretty good incentive.
I think so. I would have loved to win a bike when I was a kid.
Now, back up to a minute to the story walk. If people didn't catch that last year, maybe they weren't here then. What is the story walk? How does that work?
Yeah, the story walk is where we've taken a storybook and cut it apart and laminated it together. And then we have it on different like real estate signs through the park. So you have to walk along to read all the different pages. So you can get in a short walk with your child while reading a fun story.
And that seemed to go over really well last year.
It did. We got a lot of positive reviews last year. It was a great thing. Grandparents were going with kids. Kids were going with parents multiple days a week. It's just a lot of fun that you can experience a book and have it be out in the park.
So how many different stories do you have set up that way now?
This year, we are going to have 5 different stories that are available. We got a donation from Kathy and Steve Hart, and that's the new story that's up this year. And then we have another new story that came from a Douglas County Cultural Coalition grant.
Now, let's talk a little bit more about the summer reading program for kids. What's the age range?
Yeah, summer reading program is birth through 18 for my program. Chris also has an adult program for anybody over 18.
And these are not books that you have to get at the library, just books that you've read.
Just books that you've read. You don't have to get books specifically from the library. If you have books at home or if you have magazines at home, as long as you're reading print word, we're great with it.
What are some of the other things going on this summer?
Yeah, so hopefully in July, we are going to start having 2 programs a week out in Stewart Park. Keep a watch on our website for that. And then also this summer, we plan on having a program on Saturday outside at the library, still outside so that people can be spread out and we don't have to worry about germs congregating.
And Stewart Park, would that be like at the band shell? Or?
Yeah, that would be up at the gazebo that's next to the playground there.
Okay, so the pavilion.
The pavilion, yes, there you go.
And what kinds of things will happen at those?
At those, we plan on focusing mostly on crafty-type programs that still kids can come and do and be separated. We don't really want to share a lot of materials still.
And an opportunity, though, to actually do some cool things.
Yes, definitely an opportunity to actually come and get to do something with your kids and interact with us.
And what about right now for the library? You're open reduced hours still, right?
We are still open reduced hours. Currently, we're open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. We are hoping to be able to increase hours slowly as we're able to still staff those, but yes, it is still reduced currently.
And a lot of that is going to be sort of, not on the fly, but sort of you'll find out that you can change and then you can change almost immediately.
Yes, yes. Definitely still waiting on state and city recommendations for our flexibility.
So what's the past few months like been for you with all the restrictions that you've still had?
So the past few months, we've still been doing drive-up, which was great, you know, to still see people somewhat coming in. But when we were able to open like 3 weeks ago, it was just awesome. I've been sitting at the kids' desk all day to talk to every single kid that comes in because I definitely missed that interaction with the patrons of my age group that I want to recommend books to and just have fun with.
And to be working in a big library with just the staff, I mean,
yeah.
it almost, I would think, it would almost be like me being in the office early Saturday morning when I'm the only one here.
Yeah, it can get a bit creepy at times because, you know, the stacks are huge and you're going out there and pulling holds and it's just you. And it's kind of weird because, yeah, there's so much space and it's just you.
Yeah, interesting. So a lot of fun things ahead for the library. And if people want to ask questions or find out more, you've got it on the website?
Yes, definitely. We have everything posted on our website.
All right. Aurora Ropp from the Roseburg Public Library. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.